Good morning. It's Saturday, May 30th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest stories converge on a surprising theme. Aging may be more reversible and malleable than we assumed. A Science Alert report on chromatin organization earns the must-read badge. The possibility that epigenetic aging can be partly undone reshapes the calculus for reprogramming research. Two studies reframe brain aging around physical activity and peripheral immune cells. Metformin's long mysterious mechanism finally gets an explanation, and senolytics show up protecting an unexpected organ, your teeth. Stat News rounds things out with a sharp Q&A on whether XPRIZE can impose scientific discipline on a hype-heavy field. From the research desk. The headline, Age-related unraveling of DNA may be reversible, study suggests. According to Science Alert, one of aging's central mechanisms holds that chromatin, the scaffolding organizing your DNA, progressively loosens over time, causing genes to misfire and cellular function to degrade. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Exercise outperforms education as a shield against brain aging, longitudinal study finds. From Rapamycin Longevity News. A pioneering longitudinal study from Chile found that physical activity was a stronger predictor of preserved cognitive function than formal education, a direct challenge to the long-held cognitive reserve theory that years of schooling buffer against dementia. Aging immune cells are sabotaging your brain without ever entering it. From Rapamycin Longevity News. New research shows that CD8 plus cytotoxic T cells circulating in the bloodstream can impair brain plasticity and accelerate cognitive decline without crossing the blood-brain barrier, reframing where the real threat to the aging brain may originate. At-home blood draw identifies Alzheimer's risk with 88% accuracy. From Neurology Live, a remote blood draw platform, TASO, can identify elevated P27, a key Alzheimer's biomarker, with 88% accuracy, meeting the clinical performance threshold for AD triaging, according to findings presented by Neurogen biomarking CSO Elizabeth Tyson. In supplement news, scientists finally crack how metformin works, and it could reshape aging research. From Medical Express, researchers at Université de Montréal have identified metformin's primary molecular target, resolving a decades-long mystery about how the world's most prescribed diabetes drug actually works. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.